just with that bread.
Yeah, burn tired. Wow. And that was all coal. I mean, besides the tires. But basically, she cooked with coal.
Yes.
Okay. What did she wear when she cooked? I mean, did she wear certain clothing at all?
Just a little house dress, you know, for her cooking.
Did she wear aprons at all?
Oh, yeah, down the store.
Oh, that was something you might wear down the store.
In fact, my mother and dad, 2 years before he passed away, my mother and dad celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. And she wore her same wedding dress that she wore the day that she got married the first time.
How many people can say that?
Hi.
That's great.
I just want to do anything.
Did they have a service then?
Pardon?
Did they do like a little service then?
Yeah, they had got married again and had a big dinner and
she must have been
dance.
Ecstatic when she fit into that dress.
She did.
Oh boy.
She sent it to the cleaners and it took them about 3 weeks to clean it because it was all beaded in chiffon, you know.
Did she know the people who cleaned it?
Her cousin.
Yeah, I think you'd have to trust that person pretty well.
All right. During the day.
What kind of, would your father wear aprons at the store too?
Yeah, if he was going to butcher the beef, you know, he'd split a beef, he had regular butcher aprons.
What kind of clothes did you wear otherwise at the store?
Just your normal clothes.
Okay. Okay. What about winter? What did they used to wear in the winter around here when they wanted to keep warm?
Well, just your regular winter clothes, you know, your hand insulated underwear and these down jackets and just about what you're wearing today.
Oh, so it hasn't changed much?
No, not really.
Did you ever used to see people wear overalls or anything around town?
Oh yeah, there's still a few of those old cucumbers up above, they're still wearing those overalls. You're never going to take them out of them. Overalls.
Are the ones made out of denim? Or,
yeah, yeah, they still make them now. In fact, the women are starting to get back into them too.
Probably more designer type, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. I suppose gloves are something you have to wear around here a lot. Went through your fair share of gloves.
Well, yeah, your regular winter gloves.
Does it get pretty cold in Trinidad? Mm-hmm. Is Trinidad pretty cold?
Well, there's been times that it's been way below zero.
For a while. Yeah, because, I've heard about how cold the San Luis Valley gets.
Oh, yeah, they're higher than us.
Right.
But you could, let's say you're in Colorado, and in the morning you can get up, it could be 60 degrees, and before the sun sets, it could be down in the 20s or
I did live here for 3 years, so I that range.
So you can't get too excited about the weather, because if you're in Colorado, you should be pretty much familiar with what it's going to do.
Yeah, it's going to be all over the place during a given day. Do you remember people wearing a lot of hats when you were growing up? I know they're not something you see a lot now so much, at least dress hats. The people in Trinidad wear dresses.
My dad always wore a hat. He wore something like a Stetson, you know.
Right.
My husband wore a Stetson.
Like a cowboy hat?
Yeah, the Stetsons, uh-huh. But you don't hardly see a man with a hat anymore. They're the cowboy. I mean, the
baseball caps,
wearing backwards, you know.
What about suspenders? You ever see people wearing suspenders anymore?
Yeah, they're coming back because the pot bellies are coming back. So are the suspenders.
I see, as the suspender flies. Okay. So you haven't